Hello everybody, welcome to your show, Why So Random? The show that's for the people, where we talk about everything and anything you guys like. And we put our twist on it and our opinions, like you to hear it. Today's show is going to be about two topics that I've received on email, where you can find the email in the bio, why_so_random@gmail.com. You can send us email and we will reach out to you and reply to you and see your suggestions and follow through. Our topics today, we have two of them. As I said, we have dreams and success, and we're gonna talk about love lives and how to deal with love and relationships in general and the problems that you might face. And I'm gonna give you some of my advice and share with you some of my past relationships that have worked and some of them that didn't work so well. So yeah, looking forward for today's episode. Hope you guys enjoy it, and I'll see you soon. Hello and welcome. So, we are talking about dreams and how following your dreams is going to lead you to success. I'm going to share a personal story of mine where I faced something like that. I was a business major in college for 4 semesters, and that wasn't my passion. I was driven by people and choices like telling me, it's gonna give you a better job if you study that. If you become a business major, you're gonna get a better job, you're gonna get better pay, you're gonna get this and that. And I listened to the people. Unfortunately, back then, wasted 2 years of my life, wasted too much money on that business thing that I didn't even want to do in the beginning, and then decided to be like, you know what, screw it, I'm gonna go follow my dreams and go into media and corporate communication. Even though the corporate communication is considered business, but there you go. I did media. That's what I always liked about life. Like, media always interested me. Drawing, especially, like, because I know how to draw. Like, drawing is one of my hobbies, and I really like design, and I wanted to do design and that stuff and become an interior designer for my master's degree. I followed my dreams, and it was not easy. That's the thing that people tell you, that they tell you follow your dreams, blah 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 blah. Once you follow your dreams, everything is gonna be fine. And yet again, they do the opposite thing once you decide to follow your dreams. But if you follow your dreams, just put this in mind, it's not gonna be easy, and you should never give up. Never give up. If you give up, and if you have that tiny little doubt in your head about what is gonna happen, why did I do this? Why did I follow my dreams? I should have stuck with the obvious choice. You know, life is about risks. If you don't take risks, then you're not going anywhere. You play it safe, you're not living life. You should live life to the fullest. You know, because, see, living is like following dreams. It's not just about making money, even though the making money is a big part of it, but following your dreams can make you money. Because what is the difference between a forced engineer, like an engineer who studies engineering and goes into like school and everything and studies, gets the degree, blah blah blah, etc etc, and then he doesn't like it, he was forced to do that, and an interior designer who loves his job and loves his profession, and he wanted to do that from the beginning. See, the difference is that engineer is gonna not like his job in the end. You know, he's gonna build, he's gonna engineer the stuff, he's gonna sketch out the building, he's gonna do the building, blah blah blah. In the end, who's gonna come up and do the last steps? The guy who loves his job. Like, yes, it's a well done building, but once you go in, like, it's a well done building, that's correct, but once you go in and you see the design that's inside, that takes your breath away. Why did that engineer not take breaths away? Because most likely he doesn't like his job, so he just did something to get paid for and get the job done. But where comes the interior designer, where he designed the building from the inside with passion and love, and like, he just put his heart, blood, sweat, tears into his craft, where it comes out beautiful. I've seen buildings that look like complete crap on the outside, but once you step in, you're like, wow, how is this even possible? For a building to look disgusting on the outside, but beautiful in the inside. And that's what exactly is. You can see that the person who did the job on the inside, and the walls and the designs, really loved what he did and did it with passion. But the guy who did it on the outside, who did the whole building, didn't even put one drop of his soul into his work. I'm not saying that they're not hardworking, but they are 100% hardworking. But there's a difference. You want to live your life happy, not miserable. That's your goal. The thing is, following your dream is going to make you happier. It's going to make you more joyful. You're going to see life more like, not life, but a video game, for example, that you are playing. And every time you step up to a new challenge, you learn about it, you love it. It's like a video game that you love playing over and over and over again, unlocking new stages, unlocking new characters, unlocking new items, and continuing in this ongoing game that's called life. But finding Easter eggs, going through crevices, going left and right and exploring the whole area. But if you're forced to do something, you're just going to walk through that straight line that's already programmed for you, and you're going to just play it. And once you're done with that game, you're done. You're dead. What's the point? You know, once you come and take a look back at your life, and you're like, wow, I actually didn't do anything. I didn't see anything. Follow your dreams, no matter what it is. If your dream is as simple as travel, you know, I want to, for example, go to Japan. If a person wants to go to Japan, that's their dream destination, you know. But he's like, oh, but it's too expensive, but it's this, but it's that. You know, if you save up, for example, if you save up $2 a day, for example, you save up $2 every single day, just save up that money. Eventually, you're going to reach that point where you can buy tickets to travel. All expenses are ready to be paid. And in the end, you'll reach that point where you're like, yes, I can do it. I've reached the point where I can do it. I've done it. I liked it. I traveled. I went, saw my destination, came back home satisfied. But if you keep that negativity in your head, where you're like, it's too expensive, I can't do it, I can't, you need to keep these negative words out of your head. If you keep these negative words in your head, it's gonna be a block. It's gonna be like, block. Your mind is blocking your imagination and your passion to pursue life. And I've seen a lot of people go through that, and it's very, very sad, actually. It's very sad. But in the end, you can choose how you live your life, what's gonna happen through your life. It's all within your hands. You choose it. You choose your own journey. Remember that, and you should follow your dreams, no matter how hard it is gonna be. You want to become a pilot, go ahead, get your pilot license. try, save up for it if you don't have the money. I wanted to start a podcast. I was actually procrastinating about this thing a long time ago, and now I don't even actually care if it's gonna bomb, or is people are not gonna like it, or people are gonna hate it. I was always thinking about criticism and how people are gonna like it, even though that it is the people's show, as we always say. But in the end, you know, it's what I wanted to do. It's what I cared about. I wanted to start a podcast, so I went ahead and did it. I did it. I started a podcast. I didn't care about nobody. I didn't do anything. This is not to please anyone but myself and my listeners who actually like to listen to me. So exactly, there are people who are willing to listen, and there are people who are not willing to listen. There are people who are gonna open their arms wide and just accept everything that you do and actually help you go through it, and like grab your hand and go through it with you. And some people are not gonna do that. Some people are gonna shoot you down through life, but you should always pursue your dreams to reach success. That's where we come to success. Success doesn't come just like blinking an eye. You don't just close your eyes, wake up the next day, and there goes success in your laps, unless your parents have a bunch of money and they teach you how to do their craft. Even though if your parents are rich and they don't like teach you how to keep that up, you're gonna lose all your money, and then you're gonna end up homeless. So what's the point of that? You know, just listen to yourself before you listen to anyone else. That's my advice is, listen to yourself before you listen to anyone else, because you know you better than anyone else on this earth. No matter what you think people know about you, you still know yourself more than anyone else. So follow your dreams without being scared, because what's life without risks? You know, take a leap of faith. Believe in yourself. Just drop and take a trust fall. And be sure that the person on the other side catching you is gonna be you. You're gonna be the first one in line to catch yourself from falling. You're gonna get knocked down. Get the hell back up, man. Because who doesn't get knocked down? It's the people who give up easily. They're the people who get restricted in life and just live and not happy life, which is very, very sad to know about that. Because there are many people out there that can't follow their dreams because their mindset is not proper. They don't believe in themselves, and they believe in what people say more than what they believe in. Like, you cannot do this, you cannot do that, that's wrong. Who told you that's wrong? What says that's wrong? It depends on a person's belief, and we're not gonna go into that, in the beliefs and religion, but in the end, who says what's wrong and what's right? Right? Who says what's wrong is what's right for you? Except you. You're gonna follow your own dreams. In the end, you're the one who's gonna take responsibility, right? No one takes your responsibilities. If you go and do a crime, your parents are not gonna go to jail for it, right? You are gonna go to jail for it. You're gonna suffer the consequences. That's right. When you go and follow your dreams, and if you fail and then not go back, you suffer the consequences. If you stop, because see, once that's the thing, the beginning of pursuing your dream is always going to be hard, because you are bound to fail. No one is perfect. Everyone is bound to fail. But if there's a difference between a person who fails and gets right back up and tries it again, and fails and tries it again until he succeeds, right? And then he goes to the next step. And then he goes to the next step, repeat. Next step, repeat. Next step, repeat. Until he reaches the point where he's like, I'm satisfied. I'm down. This is, my life was full. There's a person who's gonna get defeated once, try maybe again, get defeated the second time, try again. It says third time's a charm, right? Tries it again the third time and he fails, and then he just gives up, and then he has nothing to live for. He's not gonna live his life to fullest potential. For example, I really loved drawing. I was so into it, like I wanted to pursue it. I wanted to follow my dream and become a good like artist. I started getting frustrated by myself. I used to sketch out, like I had an online course that taught me how to sketch, and every time I do it, I stayed for 3 months or 4 months almost, like just trying and trying, and doesn't get there. It's the product that I see, that I make, is not perfect. It's not amazing. It's not even decent. I got frustrated by myself and I almost gave up. But then I was like, you know what? Practice makes perfect. Even though I just said there's no one who's perfect, but practice makes perfect. So I went and I tried it. Eventually, I started seeing my artwork coming through. I could sketch. I could draw circles and squares and break stuff into simple shapes, and then like blah 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 blah, and then get my character that I wanted to draw, or my figure that I wanted to draw, and then can look at still life things and like draw them, and everything is fine. It turns out to be fine in the end. And when I reached that point where I was like satisfied with my outcome, with the outcome of my like art, I was like, wow. I looked back and I was like, what if I gave up back then? It would have been a disaster. If I gave up back then, it would have been a disaster, because holy crap, I would have never reached this point. And that's exactly what you should do. Follow your dreams, so when you look back, you're like, damn, if I stopped, sorry for saying that, like crap, if I stopped, then I would have never reached this point. So follow your dreams to reach satisfactory and success in your life. Success doesn't mean money, keep that in mind. Money is a thing that you should worry about. Yes, it's everything in life, most likely people say that. But I've heard the saying that says money is it's life's trash, because you're not gonna get out of it. Like, you're not gonna take it to your grave, right? You're gonna take everything that you've done in life to your grave, but not money, right? So in the end, money is not the first thing that you think of. It's your life and your dreams and how you want to live it and how you want to proceed in your life. That's what you want to think of first. Think of yourself before you think about anyone else. Yes, that might be selfish, but in the end, everyone around you thinks about themselves first. Even though that you can be a selfless person and think about people, other people first, but when it comes to dreams and success, you think of yourself first. That's what it is, and that's how it should be for everyone. I'm glad that I have a platform here that I can speak and share my opinions to people, and some people really need to hear this. Follow your dreams. If it's hard to follow the first time, when you pursue it, it's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy. I'm saying this over and over again. It's not going to be easy. But you should never, ever give up. Once you give up, you gave up on yourself. What's the point, you know? Do something. Don't do anything halfway. Do something all the way, right? No matter how hard it is, do it all the way. Because the end product is what you're looking for, right? The end product is the gold that you're digging for, the diamonds, the jewelry that you're digging for. Once you reach that point, money is not going to be an issue, because you're going to be able to make money easily with the things that you're good at. So follow your dreams and you live your life to the fullest. 100%. Live your life to the fullest. Let's jump into the next topic, right? Ho, this topic is a big one. This topic might be revisited throughout the podcast's history more than I want it to be. Love is one hectic thing that could be good and could be bad. See, this is the thing about love. Love is a pure emotion where it's just purely from your heart. Your brain has nothing to do with it. That's what bothers me a lot about it. Because you do things blindly, just going through life with this other person where you give them your trust and you give them your life. You just live for them as well. Which I think you shouldn't, but it's good to be like, you know, like close with your significant other. Tell them everything. Let them know. Let them live life. Live life together, you know. But here's the thing. I got an email from a person that wants to remain anonymous. So they told me, I caught my girlfriend with someone else. But her explanation was, it was a New Year party. I was drunk. And I don't know what I should do. And he said, or they said that her explanation was as well that she didn't do anything back. Surprisingly enough, I've had people to have the same exact situation. Like, it's so weird because it's legit the same thing. On the same day, almost the same situation. But see, this is the thing that I don't understand, right? Drink responsibly, that's number one. If you want to drink, just drink responsibly, right? Make sure that you don't hurt other people around you. You're there to have fun, right? But in the end, what happened happened, right? See, if you are gonna blame anything for your actions, I feel like you're not a good person in general. Like, I'm not gonna point fingers or anything or like generalize, but if you're gonna blame anything or anyone over your actions, then why do them in the first place, right? Because in the end, the other part is either stupid to believe that because they love you so much, they will believe that whatever the stupid thing that you just did, like, it pisses me off how people can do that to their other people and that they so-called love. It's just surprising, you know. I went through a lot of relationships that weren't healthy. They were disgusting. Got cheated on a couple of times. The first time it ever happened to me, I was in shock. But because I really loved that person, I decided to look over it. I was like, fine, it's just a mistake. Everybody makes mistakes, right? Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody has those days, you know. Did I just quote Hannah Montana? I guess I did. But yeah, she said it right though. And then I was like, fine, I'll look over it, blah blah blah, give her another chance. And then not even 3 weeks later, she does the same thing. I was like, you know what, fine, I'll look over it. And then I did it for the third time because I was stupid and I was blinded by love. See, the third time was the red line that she crossed, where it was super bad. Like, I don't want to even describe it on this podcast because I don't want negativity over here. But, you know, it made me realize that you shouldn't be blinded by your heart all the time. You should think about stuff rationally, right? Stick this, like, put this here and there, and like, put the puzzle together and just look that that person is not right for you, right? But seeing so, like, in the rest of the email, they say that this has been happening quite a while. Like, they feel no connection anymore, but they still love them. So they feel that the connection between them is just one-sided. It's a one-sided relationship where he feels like they feel that they love the other person, but they don't feel the same love back. And I've seen that happen through a lot of relationships. I've been through that as well. It's just, you know, you always want to continue and like give it a shot because you don't want to give them up because they're nice people or they're just like fun to be around. But don't put yourself and don't put them as well in the same situation, right? Be the better man, woman, whatever. Be the better person and let it slide. You know, if I see like that I love that person more than, like, I love my girlfriend more than she loves me, I'm gonna be like, okay, I'm gonna talk to her, tell her, look, this and this and this, I feel like you don't love me this way, the same way I do. And if she's willing to be like, no, I do love you, blah 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 blah, then just tell her that's my feelings, those are my feelings, and I wanted to express them. Because in a relationship, you shouldn't hide anything from your significant other, because once secrets start to build up and once stuff like feelings start to build up, that's where the issues come out, right? She done something wrong and you didn't communicate, and you were like, oh fuck it, I'm just gonna be quiet and like just be quiet and just like glance over it. It's gonna solve itself. Nothing is gonna solve itself. Remember this: once you step up in a relationship, a relationship is based on two people working with each other against a problem, not me against the other person. So if you go, guys, like, this is one of the best advices I've ever gotten for a relationship advice. It's you and her, or it's like him and her against the problem, or her and her, you know what I get, like the two people in the relationships are against the problem, not them against each other. Because once you go head to head against each other, that's just straight up gonna blow up and nothing's gonna come out of it properly. Like, nothing's gonna be fine after that. Just keep that in mind. No, I'm right. No, I'm right. No, I'm right. No, I'm right. Fuck you. Fuck you. We're over. You know, we're through. But in the end, you love each other. It's just the heat of the moment got the best of you. And you should never let that happen in a relationship. Stay calm and collected. Reason things out. And if things don't seem to be working out between you and the significant other, let it go. Let it go. Learn how to let things go. You know, they say, if you let a bird fly and if it really likes you, it comes back, right? Then do it. Be the better person and do it. Because that will show you if they really love you or they don't, right? Because if you let the person go and not cling on them and like force them to stay in a relationship, once you start forcing the other person to stay in a relationship, that relationship is not healthy. It's not even considered a relationship. It's just wrong. Because some people are like so good hearted that, you know, I've seen this personally. I had friends where the boyfriend liked the girl and the girl doesn't like the boyfriend that much. Like, she doesn't love him that way anymore. He's done her wrong a lot and she doesn't like it. And they didn't communicate where that also threw that relationship in the trash. But every time she leaves, he guilts her into staying. Where this pure heart or like this kind heart doesn't want to, you know, cause any self-harm to the other person, because he keeps saying that I'm gonna do this to myself, I'm gonna do this to myself, and that's wrong about his part. Where he should have said, okay, fine, we can see this through, we can get some time alone and like think about this, and maybe if it doesn't work, then it doesn't work, and if it works, it works. Do not guilt trip the other person to stay in a relationship, because that's gonna be good maybe for you. You're gonna, you know, like a person, like you might feel good about it, but the other person might not, you know. So you're like, and that's what they're gonna end up doing, is cheating on you or whatever, and that's gonna break your heart even more. Because if you let go of it and you open up your mind to like letting go and not feeling that self need where you need this person solely, because you know the sea is filled with fish, right? There's plenty of fish in the sea, right? There's plenty of fish in the sea, so just go fish for another one, you know, because you're not gonna find your soulmate in the first click or the second click or the third click maybe, or the third, fifth, blah blah blah. You can go on, because once you find that person that you really really connect with and you have that connection, you're gonna actually like it, and you're gonna be like, you know, I learned from my mistakes. Learn from your mistakes in every relationship. I've learned from all of my relationships. I understood everything and how to deal with my significant other, give them attention because they need attention. Not just men, not just women that need attention, even men want attention from their significant other. But keep that in mind, once you're in a relationship, it's not just you, you know, it's not just you. You gotta think about the other person, you know. Open up your mind, be pro like opening up your mind and seeing things through their eyes and not just yours, and put yourself in their shoes, you know. Live a day in their life, so like, not figuratively, but not literally, but figuratively, but see how they see you. Look at your wrongs before you look at theirs, you know. Maybe you're the issue, because sometimes I've been the issue. Maybe they're like, you do something wrong that pushes them to do, like, you keep doing the same thing repeatedly, and that pushes them to do the thing that you don't like them doing, which is, the worst one is cheating. But you have to stay connected. That's the thing. You always have to stay connected. If a relationship loses that connection, it's basically done, you know. Why do people suffer from breakups and divorces? And they just lose the connection. They lose that thing where they had, where, you know what, I see your problem, let us both work on it, and I'll help you work on it. And they be like, I see your problem and we'll work on it as well, and that's gonna give us the end result which we both are gonna be satisfied with, which is a healthy relationship, right? Some people suffer from rage, and like, rage is one issue that like can ruin a relationship, where you can't control yourself, where you have red rage and you just turn into this monster and you say things that you don't mean in the heat of an argument, And then you hurt the other person's feelings, and then you don't apologize, and then, you know, it goes on and on until the tiniest thing that you could have argued about in the beginning becomes this large argument. So you always need to stay calm and collected in all of your arguments. Take a deep breath, you know. You do not, this is something I learned, never be sarcastic in an argument, because that actually makes shit worse than rage. Sarcasm and rage are the things that might, like, from my point of view, like from my experiences, sarcasm, rage, these two things don't work in an argument. You gotta stay calm, you know, try to get your other significant other calm, and like, listen, just listen. If they're angry and they're yelling, just listen to them, you know, accept everything that they say, and then rationally think about it and reply rationally. You don't go ahead and yell back or be sarcastic and break stuff, and you know, you don't have to do that stuff. You gotta relax, you know, take a chill pill and see things through. Because always remember, I'm gonna repeat this through this time, this is the second time I might be repeating, is you and the significant other against the problem, not you against each other. Keep that in mind. But in the end, what drives a relationship to its demise is the lack of connection. The lack of connection in this relationship. Not seeing eye to eye, and like losing that connection, losing that support, because you support them and they support you. Once you lose that, and losing trust, that's once you lose these three things, the relationship is just over. Connection, trust, and support. Those are the three things that you need in every relationship. I've seen many relationships that go on for years and years. For example, my grandparents, my parents. Amazing. Who says their life is perfect? They have their arguments, they have their blah blah blah. But the thing is, they concealed it from us, that we never saw them fight, we never saw them. They solved things in a calm matter, where their connection stayed and their love stayed, and everything grows over time. Right? Their love grew over time. And that's what you should see in these successful marriages, in these successful relationships. Look at them. Every successful relationship has these three components: trust, connection, and support. And again, them against the problem and not them against each other. That's how relationship should work. That's how relationship should work. You know, once you feel that connection is gone, talk to your person, communicate. Communication is key. Communicate. Don't lose that, right? Look, I don't love you anymore. Because that happens, you know, people fall out of love. I don't love you anymore. Don't be like, oh no, I'm gonna do this, I'm gonna do that, blah, blah, blah. No, be like, yes, I understand. I don't know why, but I will give you your freedom. Like, this is your choice. It's not, I have nothing to do with it. I can't force you to stay. You know, and it's whatever you want. I suggest taking time off and thinking about it for a bit before we do this, before we do this big step. And you know, end things on a good note if it's gonna end. And if it's not, then it's, and if they realize that they really love you after this break, because the break is not necessarily always bad, as it's portrayed in Friends, where, you know, this and that happened in the break. You know, if you watch the show, you would know what I'm talking about. But yeah, during your break, just take time, think. Don't just go play around and hook up with this and hook up with that. No, just Think about it. Think about your relationship. Take an overlook. Take a step back and take a look at your relationship from a different point of view. Like, just look at the whole thing. Think about it and see if it's actually healthy or not. And if it's not, just leave it. There are plenty of fish in the sea that you can catch, and eventually you're gonna catch that glorious fish that you're proud of. You have that picture hung on the wall, and you know, that big fish that everyone wants to catch eventually. But till then, you would go through a lot of stuff. Just don't give up, because if once you like break up the first time and then the second time, and then you're gonna be like, oh, screw it, I don't wanna do this anymore, I don't want relationships, blah, blah. You're bound to get hurt, man. You're bound to get hurt. You're bound to get hurt. But you should never give up, as we said in the last segment. Giving up is one of the worst things that any person can do. Because that's it. You just lose hope in yourself. And that's once you lose hope in yourself, you lose hope in everything. Be faithful to yourself before you be faithful to anyone else. So yeah, that's it. Remember, communication, connection. I just added a new one: communication, connection, trust, and support. You and them against the problem, not you against each other. That's all I have to say about that for now, and hopefully you guys got something out of that. Hopefully I was helpful, and I really would like to hear more stories from you guys. Like, send me suggestions. I would really love that. I would really, really love to hear your stories about your situations and what you've been through. Let's communicate and support each other and have a great relationship. Well, thank you for listening and tuning in to today's episode. Hope you got something out of it. Hope you learned something new, or, well, at least got entertained. That's what we're here to do at Why So Random, the show that where we talk about everything and anything, and as we like to call it, between each other, the people show, where I want to get you guys more involved. So please send us your emails and suggestions to what you want to listen to and me talk about, maybe my friends. And send it at y.so.random.podcast@gmail.com. I made a mistake in the intro where I said underscore instead of dot. That was a mishap. So it's dots instead of underscores. Hopefully we get your messages and we implement you guys. You can send us voice messages as well on the Anchor app. We'd love to hear your voices and implement it throughout the episode and interact more with you listeners, because you are the people who make the show. See you on the next episode, and bye.